Hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Pastor Troy Brewer coming at you strong from the studios here in Big Time Crowley, Texas. Just literally got off a plane, drove like a maniac to be able to get here on time. I was in Cancun, Mexico just about 3 hours ago, and here we are back. Boom. Guys, do we have a show for you today? So be sure and tell everybody that we're here today. Be sure and like it, push the buttons, do the things. I'll remind you to do that here within the next few minutes, because today, guys, I'm going to be joined with my very, very good friend, one of my favorite people on the planet Earth, Pastor Alan DiDio, and he is going to be talking miracles and UFOs like the weirdo he is. And guys, we're going to have a blast in here today. But before we do that, guys, before we do that, let's talk. What do we call this segment? Off the top,
off
right?
Off the top.
Okay, so Shay, you're here with me today.
Yes, sir, right I am. On.
And you also were with us down in Mexico.
Yep.
We're going to talk about rescues. We're going to talk about stories. We're going to tell all kinds of cool stuff. We just got through spending about $200,000 on getting into compliance, buying new vehicles,
yep.
Doing all kinds of craziness for all of our kids. And you actually saw our girls.
Yeah, I mean, my first trip with TBM, my first trip. Any type of trip like that, and it definitely is one I will never forget, for sure.
Well, we're going to share that with the whole wide world. But yeah. First, guys, Israeli airstrikes prevent a massive Hezbollah attack thanks to the IDF's powerful preemptive strike upon the Lebanese terrorist organization, and kaboom, did they wake up to a nice surprise.
Yeah.
And I call that blessed in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. At the same exact time, guys, that took place, a hostage was actually released, and he is alive. And
yeah, he was rescued.
What a miracle. So yeah, he was rescued, I should say.
Yeah, because I'm like, then people might think, did they release him? They didn't hand him over.
The nice Muslim yes. terrorist decided to actually let a guy go. No. And this guy is also a Muslim who lives in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 11 children, 53 years old.
11 Jesus. Kids. Wow. That's nearly as many kids as Hugh Schwartz.
That's me, man.
Don't you have something like 19 kids?
Well, I have seven. Oh, okay. I have seven that I know of.
Okay. And, so,
I apologize, everyone. Diana, I'm so sorry. You bring trouble out of me, man.
Here's something else, too. That happened, man. RFK endorsed Trump, which is a really big deal.
That's
and
a
that
huge deal.
Was a huge shift, and it kind of stole the thunder away from
the old DNC.
Yeah, from Kabbalah. And so that's amazing. and then guys, we're going to be talking Redemption Road Trip. That was a big
huge deal.
Man, make America healthy again. So that was a big deal. And I don't know, I didn't see that coming. I didn't think he would do that. I don't know if you guys thought he would do that, but I didn't think that he would.
No,
I was like, wow. Like, okay. So it is a big deal.
Yes, sir.
Well, guys, joining me right here beside me is my good friend. And he's on staff here at Open Door Church. He actually lives in Florida. He's one of the pastors that's on staff. I can't think of your name, man. Save my life.
I am Brian Schwartz.
May the Schwartz be with you.
And also with you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So Brian's actually a really good friend of mine, and he's filling in for us while the whole house was gone this weekend.
Mm-hmm. We had a great weekend, but man, it was so cool when we showed those videos on Sunday.
Yeah, did everybody like that?
Everybody loved that.
And, and Patricia King was with us.
Mm. She killed it. She knocked it out of the park, man.
Now, what was cool was Patricia King was with us down in Mexico, and then she came back on Saturday night, and then she preached at Open Door on Sunday. We went over to Cancun to our brand new rescue house over in Cancun, and Patricia preached at the church. And so I haven't actually spoken to her since then. I mean, it's just been a whirlwind, as you can imagine, but she killed it.
She did amazing Sunday, and then she came back just overwhelmed by what she experienced. Mm-hmm. Shay, just like you said, my first time there. Same thing. I couldn't believe just the quality, the excellence, and then the connections and the favor with the governmental realm is huge.
Yeah.
Man, buddy, I'm going to tell you, since you were down there, which wasn't that long ago.
No.
It wasn't that long ago. Yeah, just, okay. Yeah. That has gone from here to there, man.
Amen.
I'm talking about next level. Yeah. I'm talking about now politicians are kind of fighting to get to us.
Sure.
And which is great. Mm-hmm. And so, listen, we want that because our challenge to all these high officials in the Mexican government is turn over your prosecuting attorneys within your regions to us. Let us cooperate with them.
Yeah.
And we want to cooperate with them. We want the prosecutors to go after the traffickers. Mm-hmm. And then we want those kids.
That's amazing.
And so we're literally teaching a nation to rescue kids.
That's incredible. You made a statement in one of the videos that Patricia was highly impacted by, and I know the whole church was when we talked about it Sunday. It was one thing to rescue kids, another thing to rescue the rescuers. Mm-hmm. It's a whole other thing to teach a nation, to disciple a nation how to rescue.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's true. I promise you, we're actually doing it. Shay, you saw it.
Yeah. And that's what was so cool. I think we have some photos of our time on the first day that we got there with Mayor Fernando. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what it looks like to raise up a nation of rescuers. Mm-hmm. He is so on board. He's so supportive. And that's one of the things that I love. Like you said, you know, we're going to the high levels. We're not just trying to make these shifts on a smaller level, and all of that work is good, but we're going to the highest levels. Being recognized as a ministry was so incredible. It was really cool to see them honoring you and the work that you and Pastor Leanna have done at this governmental level. And so that's a huge part of raising up a nation of rescuers. Right. It's so cool to be a part of.
I want to go back to that original photo, if I could. The one where we're, yeah. So you guys see that guy over there to the right?
I was going to ask about him.
That guy is the colonel, not from Mexico, but actually from Colombia, that we have been working with for years.
Really?
That he is the guy that has brought the armies in. So we funded for the armies to go in, attack all these terrorists, and literally grab our kids that have been kidnapped. Wow. That's the guy who's been working with us. He's a great man of God. He loves Jesus with all of his heart. And so what we did was, man, we started, you know, he has an entire camp of all these army guys. Okay. And dude, we went and saw what they lived in, and it was not good. It was terrible. And he was like, these are my men, and I love them so much. And I mean, he lost all these guys in this combat situation out in the jungle. A whole bunch of his guys got killed. They went back. They regrouped. They flanked them. They came around and they wiped them all out. And then they had all these kids. And then they turned these kids over to us. Okay. When we went in there, we went in and we did outreaches to all of the family members of the guys that had lost the Gold Star families.
Oh, man.
That had lost their people. They had lost their husbands and lost their dad in fighting sexual trafficking. And we went in and we started sponsoring those families. We got them out of squalors. We got them into good houses.
Wow.
We put their kids into good schools. We did the whole nine yards. And when the government saw, when the Colombian government saw that that had happened, they promoted him to ambassador. Wow. And now he is the ambassador to Mexico.
The colonel?
No way.
The colonel is the ambassador. He is the Colombian ambassador to Mexico.
That is incredible. Wow.
Because of the upgrade that we gave them, it upgraded him. Yep. And now he has a very high place. Mm-hmm. And now he comes to our meetings in Mexico. And he's like, let me tell everybody. I mean, he got up and he gave a testimony to the Mexicans and said, let me tell you what Pastor Troy does down in Colombia.
Yeah.
I've worked with him for years and years and years. And he's like, he's putting his boots on the ground here. It's going to work. And so that was a tremendous testament. So, I mean, there's like several nations. There's three different nations represented there. And this is the work of the Holy Ghost.
It's a mission, man. Jesus said, powerful. You're going to go help disciple nations.
Yeah, we are.
Amen.
We are. Well, right across from you, sir, is Miss Rebecca.
Is.
Some say tomato. I say tomaya. And she's here with us today.
Hey, Vester.
How are you?
Good.
Are you a little bit jealous you didn't go with us?
I am, because that's where my dad's from, Metepec.
Really?
He's my dad. My last name is Tamayo, which is a Mayan last name. I think I've mentioned that from you.
Yeah.
So I was like crying. I'm like, Dad, they're there. They're like, that was amazing. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So he was so happy when I showed him the picture. Well, he saw, and I
didn't know that. I love
your
dad.
Yeah, he's from there.
I love
there.
Your dad. Your dad's such an awesome man.
Yeah, so it's so cool that you guys went in there and you guys are making a difference. And God has set you at the table. Something that Patricia King said on Sunday is he has placed you at the table with that nation and other nations. And she started prophesizing on Sunday. We're all like crying in the Holy Spirit. And it was amazing on Sunday. Well, phenomenal.
Rebecca, what do you have to tell her about?
Yeah, so we are so excited. We have Las Vegas. We have California. We have Indiana. We have South Carolina on Facebook.
Argentina.
Argentina also. And I'm on ODX too. We have Susan Kerr, Debbie Smith, Jenny. Please like, share, and comment. Please write down, send us your location. When you like and you comment, you are being a media missionary. So please let us know where you're from and we'll give you a shout out.
I want you to look. Aaron Ash. Well, it's already because so many people
Aaron Ash.
But Aaron Ash has a picture of Elvis there. I want you to know Elvis is alive.
He is.
He is.
He is. Yeah. There he is. There's proof. Aaron Ash right there.
Good
afternoon. That's hilarious.
Oh man, Robin, I can't believe it's you, man. I can't believe you. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
well, guys, we have a very special guest.
So we're excited
to bring him on because this guy's no joke.
Yeah.
Now, this guy's a good friend of mine. I've been friends with him for a number of years. The Lord has taken a lid off of his ministry. Even though he's been in ministry all his entire life, he's been pastoring a church in a small town of about 200 people. And there's South Africa, Albert Falls, South Africa.
Wow.
Florida is here. Look at that. Yucatan, Mexico.
Mexico. Yep, there you go.
Come on. I know. Anna. Anna, how are you? I bless you in Jesus' name. Yucatan. Phoenix, North Carolina.
So beautiful.
So this guy's been doing this. And recently, well, actually, since he's come into contact with me, God's really blessed him.
That's how it goes.
That's how it is.
It's my orbit.
Yeah.
Highly favored.
So come on, listen. People who know me know that that's, that's really funny. But I know there's a lot of people watching that might not know me, and they'll be like, what? I am funny.
You're funny.
I think
sometimes
I'm funny.
You got to brag on your humility.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
Guys, I'm just going to bring him here. Guys, this is our very good friend. We're so honored to have him with us, Pastor Alan DiDio from Encounter Today. Hello, my friend.
Hello.
You know what? I can testify. You are funny. But
thank you. I am funny. Man, it's good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, man. Glad you made it back safely. What an amazing testimony about what God's doing in and through this ministry. And to hear about that colonel, it's almost like a Joseph moment, right? Where
this
individual is favored and blessed by being in the presence of someone who's in covenant with God and now is bringing that back to you. I think you're about to enter into a season where you're going to see that happen on scale. There are many, many people who have been blessed, who have risen up as a result of the blessing of God that's on your ministry. And I think they're going to return now. With favor attached to them. So excited to see this happening and thankful to be able to sow into it and be a part of it ourselves.
Thank you, my friend. And you have sowed into it and you have partnered with us in a tremendous way through the years. I'm so grateful for you. You've even been with me down to Acuna, Mexico.
Yes.
You took your beautiful family across the border. You went over there. You saw our rescue home. You saw our 43 kids. I was there last Thursday, and that's how I know there's 43 kids there. And you saw them. And it was very impactful.
My whole family went. My son, my daughter, my wife. We got to see the work firsthand. It's really happening. It's really transforming lives. And so when you sow into this ministry, know that it's actually making an eternal difference. Amen. And thank you again for taking us. It was a blast.
Buddy, we're going to have to do it again. And you're going to have to come down to Metapec and see what it is we're doing down there. Now, guys, I haven't told you guys this, but like one of the things that we're doing with that guy who is El Presidente Municipal, and that's a different form of government than what we have here, but it's a big deal. And he saw how all of the police were living, and he also saw that they were vulnerable to the cartel. So he literally built a place that's like cop land. It's a housing addition for all of his police officers so that they could all be safe.
And
they could all live in the same place, and they wouldn't be vulnerable to the cartel coming in there and wiping them out. It's got a big, big wall around it. Okay, well, since we have been challenging them to fight trafficking with them, and man, they have stepped up. Ben, brother, you're not going to believe our clinic. You ain't going to believe it.
It was just
a shell.
Skeletal. Yeah.
Bro, listen, it's full blown operational. They've already saved hundreds of kids. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as good as any American medical clinic I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It's
praise the Lord.
Beautiful.
Yep.
And it is well staffed and
amazing.
All that.
Come on.
So here's what we're going to do, Alan. At Christmas time, we are sponsoring all those police families. And all of their kids, which means we get a day with them and their families, and then we're going to show them pictures of the kids we rescued and say, this was in your town. And if you don't help us, nobody else is. And so again, training these guys to rescue kids, training the governments of the world to rescue kids is the new thing we're into, and it's crazy cool.
Rescuing the rescuers, what a powerful vision and mission. Where instead of just going one at a time to rescue people, you can rescue someone who has the potential of rescuing a community. And this is an end time. I'm telling you, Pastor Troy, you and I have spoken about this. There's a favor on you that is, I believe, the manifestation in part of what the Bible talks about, a last day's transfer of wealth. The favor to fund the end time gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not just for you, it's for all of us, for every single one of us who want to reach out and grab it, but it's so thrilling to see it operating in your ministry.
Thank you. And you know what, man, you prophesied that to me last year. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you came to me 2 years ago and said, man, I got to have a breakthrough in my building. And I told him, I told this brother, well, let me tell you what happened to me, because my entire campus of Open Door Church was given to me. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I told him, I said, I carry that. I have the key to that. Mm-hmm. And I laid hands on you and I prayed for you about that. And then what happened, Alan?
Gosh, it's been a whirlwind the last few days. Are y'all ready to shout about something?
You're
ready to
go. Yes.
Yes. Let's go.
We've been believing for a breakthrough. We've been renting a church on Saturday nights mm-hmm. to have services in. And several weeks ago, I don't know how many now, maybe 6 weeks ago, I was driving down a main highway right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, major road. And the Spirit of God spoke to me as I drove by a particular church. And he said, find out what's happening in that church. So the next day I called my elders. I said, elders, the Spirit of God spoke to me about such and such church. Never had a thought of it. Never had spoken about it. And they said, pastor, this is the strangest thing. Yesterday, God spoke to us to pull in the parking lot of that very church and pray over that church.
Come on.
So already we're like, okay, what's going on here? So I send them in that following Sunday at like spies in the camp. I send them in for the service. And they walk in and there's about a dozen people there. And their pastor had just gone into a nursing home and they were praying, Lord, what do we do? Mm. What do we do? We have this facility, but we don't have a pastor. Wow. We have this property, but we don't have people. What do we do? And immediately there was a connection, the same spiritual genealogy. I went and met with them a week later. And as I met with them and was just walking through this old country church in outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, the power of God hit us and people were falling out in the Spirit. A week after that, if I'm not mistaken, their entire church board got together and voted unanimously to hand over their property and its church over to our ministry.
No. Yes, come on.
Yeah. And it's debt-free. So we're talking about 18 acres.
No.
8 minutes outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, yep. on a major highway that was just granted to us. Now the caveat was it needs about $500,000 worth of renovations, mm-hmm. but God has been supernaturally supplying that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just into it. I mean, in services, we've been having services with just kind of lights hanging from the ceiling, you know, because renovations are going on, construction, yeah. plastic all over the place, carpet going down, paint going against the walls. It's been a wild ride. We're building the plane in the air, but it's supernatural. And then in addition to that, there's another 18 acres for sale next to it. We're placing a bid on that, and we're going to see what the Lord does. Come on. It's been a wild couple of weeks. We just weeks ago started having services there. In fact, this coming Saturday night, Rick Renner is going to be at our church.
Ridiculous.
It is a smaller church building than what we would have desired, mm-hmm. but 18 acres to build on.
Amen.
The kingdom center on, right on a highway, right there at Charlotte, North Carolina. So
I'm
telling you, supernatural favor is being released right now, and it's available to anyone who reach out and grab it.
Amen. That's what he's doing, Alan. And 18 is the prophetic number for L'chaim.
Life.
And it's life. You kind of act like your cat coughing up a hairball when you talk Hebrew. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you know, L'chaim, right? And it's like, it means to life. It means life and life more abundantly. Mm-hmm. That's what the number 18 represents. Amen. 18 acres, buddy. And another 18, which is the double portion right there beside you, buddy. Buddy, you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Come on. I'll receive it.
And then, of course, that equals 36, correct? Yep. That equals 36.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jesus performed 36 miracles. In the Word of God.
Amen.
There's 36 recorded miracles in there. So, bro, come on. Come on, man. You got this.
Come on. How many of you will agree with us?
Amen. Yes,
sir. Come on. We stand in faith right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we're so excited. So excited to see what the Lord's doing and what's next.
Well, praise God. Praise God that you're still standing on the rails when Jesus commanded the blessing towards you down those rails.
Yeah.
It's a good thing, man, that you didn't bail. Because
you got to hear the Holy Ghost too. And when he says, find out what's happening in that church.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go find out what's happening in that church. You know, pay attention to what the Spirit of God is saying, and you'll get a breakthrough like that too.
That's so good.
And an answer to somebody else's prayer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
That is so huge.
That's the mind meld right there, right? It wasn't just an answer to our prayer, it was an answer to their prayer.
Yeah.
Your miracle is the answer to somebody else's prayer.
Your miracle.
Yes.
Back in, 10 years ago, 2013, actually 11 years ago, whenever my campus was given to me, that church was praying and believing and doing, you know, God, what are we going to do? We got this big campus. We don't have any people. You know, what are we going to do? The Spirit of the Lord came up on Gloria Gillespie, and as she tells you this story, this is what she'll tell you. God spoke to me in an audible voice and called your name, and she said, go find Troy Brewer. Go find him and invite him to your place, hand him the keys, drop it into his hands, and say, like it or not, this is your place. You're moving to this city. Merge your church with him, retire, and let him have it. And that's that woman had the faith and the guts to do that. And I had never preached in her church one time.
That is wild.
And it's the same spirit in the church. Just a yes and obey.
Yeah. And I think, Pastor Didio, what you just said is so good. Someone else's answer to prayer could be waiting on your yes from God. So I think sometimes we feel like God's calling us to do something, and maybe we're like a little, oh, do we do it? Is it the Lord? And you're hesitant for whatever reason. Maybe you're fearful or whatever. But just putting that into perspective, like someone else's breakthrough might be waiting on your yes to God. Like, it's not just about you when God calls you to do something. When God calls you to step out in faith, it's not just about you. It's about, I mean, think of all the people now that are going to be affected because you said yes, because you pulled into that church, because your elders pulled into that church, because you called your elders, and same with you, Pastor Troy. It's other people's breakthrough could be waiting on our yes to God, and I think that's so good.
Yeah, and I think me and Josh are a breakthrough from that because we were in Gloria Gillespie's church, but in the Spanish. So we stayed there.
Yeah, you actually came with the house.
We literally were like, where do we go? Where do we go? We're like, nope, we're not going anywhere. So we've been there with you since the whole transition. So we are a product of you saying yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
There's a lot of people depending upon us to have our breakthrough. And we don't know it.
Yeah.
That's so good.
You know, and we don't know it. I met a whole lot of those people this week. Alan, I'm about to share a video here, and I'm going to show you a video of something that we're just now releasing and telling everybody. And then when we get done with this, you and I are going to start talking UFOs. We're going to start talking miracles, UFOs, all kinds of craziness. And then we're going to jump behind the veil and we're going to really go deep with all this stuff in a place where we won't be censored. And so everybody that's watching, if you are not partnering with us on ODX.TV, listen, man, I don't want you to miss what we're going to be talking about privately behind the veil. I'm also going to be sharing some secret testimonies of some boys and girls that we just now rescued that I can't make public everywhere. But this actually happened about 3 weeks ago, and I have been sitting on this for 3 weeks. I haven't said anything about it in the past 3 weeks. I want to show you this video. Watch this, guys.
Well, hello, my friends. Guys, I have a very special announcement that I get to make to you right here, right now, and it has to do with a recent bunch of rescues that we've been having to keep secret. Now, the reason why we've had to keep it secret is because these girls have to be secured. Now, you might have already heard about it, but you just didn't know that we were involved with it. A world famous rescuer by the name of Tim Ballard, the guy that is actually the real guy from The Sound of Freedom, he recently posted a post about rescuing 14 kids. Watch this.
I'm very, very, very happy to report that we just rescued 14 kids. We don't have all their names or information, but the majority were 12 years old. Think about that. Think of a 12-year-old, you know, we just got them out so they didn't cross the border. They're going to be safe here in Mexico in a safe house. We're going to take care of them. More information is on its way, but we are speeding to the airport right now because we have probably been compromised, and pray that we get out safe.
Okay, so that was a short clip from the Tim Ballard social media, and he was saying, hey, man, we rescued these 14 kids, and some of them are 12 years old. Some of them are even younger than that. But hear me say this. He says, we have a safe house to put them in. I got great news. We are that safe house. That's us. It's the first time that we've ever teamed up with him and actually done anything. So happy about that. But guys, our reputation of building safe houses has become so big, and our reputation as being mamas and papas of these kids is so good that now other worldwide organizations are actually turning their kids over to us. Friends, I want to encourage you, help us take in these 14 kids, because as soon as we do, this house, the house that they're going to go into in a very secret location, will be filled to maximum capacity, which then means we're going to have to build a bunch more houses. Get in the fight. Help me do this. Go to odx.tv or call 877-413-0888.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Yes. I love it. I love it.
Okay. Well, yeah. So we've been wanting to make that announcement, man, for a long time. But the deal is we're working with all the prosecuting attorneys now, and they're turning over. So again, guys, we are teaching other people now. It's not just us. Yes, we have rescued over 11,000 kids.
Yeah.
Yes. And we have. Mm-hmm. Now what we want to do is we want to multiply that throughout the world.
Amen.
And we're teaching them how to do that. We're people are looking over and saying, if that yahoo from Johnson County, Texas can do this, then you know what? I can do this.
Amen.
And we're teaching them to do that. And now we're working with the prosecuting attorneys, and all these other rescuers are grabbing these kids. And instead of them going to the jail system, which they have, they have finally found an American ministry to build house after house after house after house and put in the $100,000 compliance that it takes to get the actual licenses on it, and then to pay the untold number of dollars for the. And now they have a place to put these kids. Mm-hmm. So now, man, they're going crazy. What do you think about that, Pastor Allen?
You know, as I was listening to that, God is turning your ministry into a safe house.
Yeah.
And come on.
It's a word for everybody who's attached to Open Door. Mm-hmm. Protect your culture. Mm-hmm. Protect the love in your culture and the relational community that you have there.
Yes, sir.
Because God is about to turn your ministry into a safe house, not only in the way that you're doing it for rescue children, but in people who have been abused in ministry. Mm-hmm. There is a release that is coming where your house will be a safe place for them to come to recover and be healed.
Smart.
But it's so thrilling to see. We've talked in the past about you being able to connect with him and prayed along those lines, connecting with Tim Ballard. That is an answer to prayer. Mm-hmm. It's just the tip of the iceberg. I believe this is just the beginning. Let's protect our culture. Mm-hmm. Let's protect our culture and let God grow this thing. Mm.
That's a good word.
I love that.
Yep.
Protecting the culture.
Yes. We're going behind the scenes, and I don't mind saying this publicly. We're trying to get hooked up with old Tim Tebow, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's an amazing network that they have. Yeah. And it's like, okay, I mean, can you imagine? Sit across from Tim Tebow. How long have you been doing this, buddy? I don't know, 20 years. Okay, awesome. Here's the deal. Have you ever in your life, have you ever seen a ministry that has rescued 11,000 kids? Number one, I haven't. I've never seen another ministry that has rescued 11,000 kids. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a ministry that raised all 11,000 kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put them through rehab. Yeah,
put them through rehabs. Okay, so that is the other thing. So last week, we actually... There you go. So last week we opened up a brand new rehab in Metapec.
Okay.
And I don't know if we have a picture of the check that I wrote for them. I don't know if we brought that
from the first day. We should have a picture of Pastor
Troy. Three of them together. Yeah.
Let's see.
There it is. There you go.
There it is.
Right?
No, that's another thing.
Oh, that's a different check.
That's a different check. Yeah, we were.
There's one for 100,000, right?
Yeah, there's one for 100,000. We may not have a picture.
I don't think we have a picture.
Okay, so just so that you know, that $35,000 was for us to finish up the medical claim.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And that's our final part. Okay. And so we have given a lot of money to fund the medical clinic. And then what they promised that they would do is if we would fund the building of the medical clinic, then they would make special places in the government.
Wow.
Yeah. And he did that to where, okay, we'll have somebody oversee this, we'll have somebody oversee that, and then we'll have real psychiatrists, we'll have real medical professionals on every single level. And then what'll happen is we will assess. Mm-hmm. And anytime that we see that a child is being molested or a child is being trafficked, we will, because of the power of the government, we will separate them from that situation. And then we will investigate. And then we promise we will prosecute the traffickers and then bust the rest of the rings. Yeah. Now, Troy, are you going to take these kids in? Yes, we are. And they're like, okay, if you're saying yes, then we're saying yes. But then the problem happened in the midst of all this is that, which by the way, the first 30 days that they assessed kids, they rescued 30 kids that were in porno trafficking.
Jeez.
The first 30 days, they rescued a kid a day the first 30 days.
Crazy.
And the youngest child that they rescued was seven. A seven-year-old child that was a porno star. Okay? That was within the first 30 days. Well, that was like 6 months ago or some, I don't know, something. Yeah. And they've been operating without the clinic actually being full. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so they've rescued hundreds of kids.
Jesus.
So now that I've said all that, the other issue we got, Pastor Allen, is once we start getting all these teenage kids in, they're all so drug addicted.
Yeah.
And as dark as this is to talk about, what they do is before they turn on the cameras and they sexualize these children, they hide them up with cocaine.
Yeah.
And then when they're done, they inject them with heroin to put them back to sleep. So these kids go from they're just manic out of their tree high to they can't even function, can't even talk high. And that is their experience for years. So you get a 16-year-old girl, she might have been going through that by, you know, from the time that she was 12 or 11 or 10. And she is so drug addicted that she can't even function. Okay, well, the terrible part of this has been, and the thing that we have hated so much, is that we pull these kids out, we rescue them, we're ready to hug them, we're ready to be a daddy to them, man, we're ready to be a mama to them, we're ready to introduce Jesus to them, we're ready for them to start having a normal life of stability, to remember that they're kids, to start to dream again, but we can't because we got to put them into a rehab.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with that. I don't know those rehabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And exactly. Why would I trust them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why would I trust those rehabs? Correct. Okay, you take them back behind the doors. They're there, and 6 months later, they might release them. And I'm like, I hate that. And like, I don't know what's going on behind those doors. So what that means is it's incumbent upon us now, Pastor Allen, to start building drug rehabs all over the nation. And we just gave a $100,000 bill while I was down there to bring an existing drug rehab into compliance to start receiving traffic kids, which means now we can send our kids to our rehab instead of sending them out to these other ones.
Amen.
And so while they're going through the trauma, okay, they just got out of the trauma of being sexualized. Now they got to go through the trauma and the painful trauma of coming off of those drugs. They need to be around people that are full of the Holy Ghost.
Yep. Absolutely.
Because that's not just a natural work. That is a supernatural work as well.
Yeah, we know what the recidivism rate is for most rehab centers. They basically do nothing. They take a lot of government funding, a lot of donations, but they don't accomplish anything. Whereas a Holy Ghost rehab center where encounter the power and presence of Jesus Christ and be healed internally, mentally, emotionally. You and I have discussed how they come out of these situations and their understanding of proper physical barriers, healthy relationships is in no way on this planet. I mean, it's not even within the bounds of what any of us would consider to be healthy or sane. And all of that has to be aligned. And it can only be done by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is why this work has to happen. This is not an option, ladies and gentlemen. This is not something, well, wouldn't that be nice? This is something that we must do. We must do it together. And if Pastor Troy's doing it, let's just partner with him.
Yeah.
Just do it. Amen. Just make it happen. Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, how do people partner with us?
Oh, there you go. There's the picture.
Oh, there it is. Right there. There's us, man. Right on.
She was so happy, too, when we gave her that check.
That's right.
She's incredible, man.
She is incredible.
21 years old.
Yeah.
She's 21 years old, and she is the one who's championing this this rehab center.
Wow.
Pretty incredible. I know you guys went there again to the rehab center they currently have. Mm-hmm. That was such a highlight when we went there.
Oh, man.
Just the care and the love and... It's what Pastor Allen said. It's got to be Holy Ghost.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, guys, listen, if you're already partnering with us, you need to know this. That's your drug rehab.
Yep.
All of these kids that are going to go into this place that are going to be healed and set free, that happened because you had a yes in your spirit and you didn't just sit around griping about things. You actually did something. You put your money where your mouth is and then you supported this ministry. And that's exactly what all of us here at this table and Pastor Allen have done for years and years. We just went, it's not enough to be mad over the rehab situation. Now it is incumbent upon us to be rehab builders. Yeah. And we got to do it from the ground level, meaning purchase the land, build the place, get it into compliance, hire all the staff, make sure the housing is there, yada, 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 yada. In this case, all we had to do was to bring a current rehab center into compliance to where we could start receiving kids.
Yeah.
Amen.
And we're like, let's do that.
Yeah.
And guys, we're doing it. And then the next rehab we build, man, we're actually going to build it over there in Copland behind those walls over there where all those cops live.
So cool. Wow. And so that's going to be amazing.
We've got big plans, guys, but we can't do it without you. Please stand with us. How do people stand with us?
So you can stand with us by going to odx.tv. There's, I recommend stage 2 and stage 3 because you get exclusive things. But if you're saying, how can I do this? Partner with us, be a member, join us. We have so many, everything Pastor Troy does, everything Open Door, TBM, it is in those stage 2 and stage 3, odx.tv. If you need help signing up, you could call us at 877-413-0888 and let's be media missionaries.
And now's the perfect time to become stage 3 because we are about to have a women's conference next week. And so if you're stage 3, you basically get online access to all of our conferences as well. So
and also you get, they're giving 18 tickets for free for the concert, but we could talk about that at the end. So if you are a partner with us and you are stage 3 at the end of the show, we will be talking about how you get a free ticket to the Reader Springer. event and a golden concert.
That's pretty cool.
I just found that out today.
Okay, listen, you can also just press give, right?
Yeah, you can give, yeah.
And then you could also give by snail mail if you're an old codger like me and Alan. And we don't trust the communists. You know, they're gonna steal our stuff. I've never one time have I ever listen, man, I don't buy stuff online. I'm sure Alan does. I'm sure I'm the last guy in the world that are like, no, I'm not doing any of that. Yeah. I'm writing an actual check. Oh, where do they write the check?
So you could mail it to Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097.
Pastor Alan, can we pray? Mm-hmm. About this wealth transfer that we've been talking about for all of the givers and for everybody that already partners with us. Can we do that, Pastor Allen?
Yes, yes. Can I pray?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the favor that's on this house. And what happens in God's house flows into the rest of our houses. What starts at the head flows down into the body. Now, we must receive this blessing so that we can advance the end time harvest of souls. We receive your faith. We receive the transfer of wealth now. Yes, let them keep it up, God, so that it can be handed over to the hands of them that are just. We stand up for what is right. We stand up for what is just. And we receive the end time harvest of wealth and transfer of wealth so that we can fund the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray blessing on your house, blessing on your family, supernatural favor on your business and on your family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. So guys, pick up the phone, call the number, call 877-413-0888 and give. And I guess there's lots of things that we can give back to you. We have bundles and all kinds of things. And man, you definitely want to sign up for stage two or stage three. You want to do all those things. But we're asking you, and guys, listen, my salary does not increase. Nobody else's salary increases here. This money is not coming to us. We know exactly where it's going. It's going into the money pit of raising kids, not one or two, but raising over 4,000 children right now.
Amen.
4,000 kids. That's and so we'll crazy. Probably rescue another 1,000 kids before the year is even over. So, guys, it's listen, we really do need your help. So call the number. Call 877-413-0888. And now it's about time to go behind the veil, which is exclusive to Stage 2 and Stage 3 peeps at ODX.TV. What are we talking about, Pastor Allen?
We're going to be talking a little bit about aliens. There's been some recent news about that, as well as a new survey that came out concerning the end times, if you want to talk about that. A Pew Research poll concerning the last days. So there's some really serious things we need to talk about that I don't know that the algorithms or that social media platforms would really enjoy. So it's a good thing we're going to be uncensored.
I love it.
Well, guys, listen, we're going to get ready to go behind the veil. If you guys are watching on ODX.TV, just stay right where you're at. You don't have to do anything. For all my friends that are watching all over the world across all of our social media feeds, I want to tell you it's been a great privilege to come to you today. Hot off the press from Mexico. We have so many more testimonies to tell you. We're glowing in the dark just a little bit. And guys, it's going to take a long time, man, for us to unpack all this. But I mean, we haven't even mentioned our boys' home.
No.
We haven't even mentioned the girls with the babies we rescued and what that was all about. We have not. There's so many things that we haven't even talked about, much less, you know, we bought a bunch of vehicles and yada, 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 all this kind of stuff. So I got a lot more to tell you about, and it's going to make you happy, happy. Yeah. Brother Brian Schwartz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Come on, man.
Are you going to stick with me for Behind the Veil?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk UFOs? And
I would love to talk UFOs.
Rebecca, it's so great to have you with us today.
Pastor.
I love you too. Love you. You're such a good girl. Thank you. And you, Shay, not so much.
Come on.
Yeah, okay. All right, Shay, you're also a good girl. All right, guys, listen, I'm going to let you guys go. Until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord.
Amen.
Guys, we're going to go behind the veil with Pastor Alan DiDio as we talk about miracles and aliens.
Oh,
buckle your seatbelt. Bye-bye, everybody.